Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, this morning, thank you for your kindness and your mercy towards us. Thank you for bringing us together. I pray the Lord you will show us your glory. Let your presence not leave us this morning. Speak to our hearts. Affect our lives. In Jesus' name, and somebody said,
amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Are you glad to be in church this Sunday morning? Wonderful. We are still in the greatness mode, isn't it? So I want to share on greatness. And we want to look at the greatness of Abraham. The greatness of Father Abraham. Bible says, is there a song that says that he had many sons? Many sons, sons, Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. You see, if we are the sons of Abraham, we must be great also. I say, if we are the sons of Father Abraham, we must be great also. You can't be the son or the child of a great person and not be great. It means that there's something wrong. I said, it means there's something wrong. So this year and this season, we are trying to bring your mind and your heart to the fact that you can be great also.
Amen.
Greatness is not reserved for only those in power. We are also in power.
Amen.
I said we are also in power. The power in the world is not much of the power that we desire. God is the one in charge. And if God is our God and he's our Father, then we must also exhibit or manifest the greatness that is in God. So this year is a great year. And at the end of the year, we must look back and say, yes, indeed, we experience greatness. You are going to experience greatness this year. Sister Dolores, I miss you. Good to see you. Amen. Wonderful. So we want to go to Hebrews chapter 6 first. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. And verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6. Are you fasting?
Yes.
Are you praying?
Yes.
It's very nice when people run away during fast. I think it's very nice. Or yeah. I don't like to run away when we are fasting. No, so don't eliminate yourself. Yeah. Make sure you come and pray. We have three different sessions, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. 9 a.m. till 12 a.m. and then 12 noon, and of course 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. You have no excuse. Turn to your neighbor and tell the neighbor, you don't have an excuse. I don't know what you tell God during these 21 days that if he asks you why you didn't come and pray, I don't know what you're going to tell him. Yeah, you have three options in a day. That is what, how many hours? 9 hours out of the 24 hours we have. At least if you sleep 8 hours, the rest, you have to know how to manage them. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, Bible says that ye be not slothful. Or another word for slothful is lazy. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So, you should not be lazy, the Bible is saying, but we should be followers. Followers. One thing that, that's another subject, but it all falls in the subject of greatness. One of the things that can make a person great is your ability to follow somebody. Your ability to follow another great person. You see, There is a school of thought, or there are some people in this world who promote and campaign for originality. They want you to be original. Be original. You can be yourself. Why do you have to copy somebody? But the world is filled with copies. The only time when you copy is wrong is when you are doing examinations. Now, those of us who don't do exams anymore, there's no problem in copying. If you want to be great, you have to learn to, pick somebody in this life who is great and learn or copy or follow that person. And even in following or copying that person, you can't be lazy, because it takes a lot of diligence to follow somebody. It takes a lot of diligence. He says, so that's why we are looking at the greatness of Abraham. Because you have to look at people who are great. I don't know anybody to tell. Barack Obama is not great. Barack Obama is not our example in the church. Michelle Obama is not our example in the church. That couple is not our example. Jesus is my example. Abraham is my example. Isaac is my example. Jacob is my example. Now, many of you, you love all these kind of cartoon characters more than the people in the Bible. And then when you post it on your Facebook post, leave us alone by telling us to repost and to share and type. We won't type nothing. You know how many people like to say this, say that, say thank you to them. He was not my president. My president, David Granger, is my president. Say thank you to the Obamas. Why do you have to say thank you? What did they do for me? They didn't even give me visa to visit them. Hey, Prince, you don't agree? Yeah, not my president. Yeah, it's not my business. What happens in America is not my business. What happens in Ghana is what is my business. It's parking meters, that is my business. That's what I study in. When I want to go to town, that's what I study in. Obama gone out of the White House. What does that to do with me? Yeah. I have the White House too. My house is painted white. I don't know about the color of your house. Hallelujah. But we need to follow people. And you see, if you don't take care, as a Christian, you follow bad examples. You follow worldly characters and figures who seem to kind of radiate a bit of worldly or secular success. But remember, greatness is of God. I said, greatness is of God. So we are trying to bring your mind to Bible characters. You see, it's so fantastic that we despise Bible characters. We hardly like people in the Bible. How many of us are named after people in the Bible? No, your Job is not the Job in the Bible. Your Job, it has an E at the end. There's no, I've never seen anything like that in the Bible. The one in the Bible, there's no, it's J-O-B. Not J-O-B. You are Jobe, you are not Job. No, look at it. And those are some of the things that a new generation must arise to kind of erase them. Okay, that the type of names we give to our children should be Bible names. Because those who have gone before us, who have gone, they didn't study the Bible so much. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So we, the newer generation, must look into the Bible and name our children after Bible characters. But not Judas. Okay. You can't name your child, your son Judas. Is that a nice name? Delilah. No. Not Jezebel. I beg you. We must be followers of those who are great. Now, if you look at somebody like Abraham, Solomon, David, and these guys, when we say they are great, the things they used to do, these days people can't do that. The Bible talks about Abraham's greatness. And the Bible says that Abraham and Lot in Genesis chapter 13, they began to have problems, family problems, family issues, because the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abraham began to fight. It means that people who were taking care of the sheep, the goats, the camels, the cows, they began to fight because the space for them began to be limited. So the Bible says that Abraham came and he addressed his nephew Lot and said, "Lot, we can't be fighting as family. What we have to do is that look left and look right. Make a choice. If you choose the left, I will take the right. If you take the right, I will choose the left." And the Bible says, Lot looked and he saw the plains of Sodom and all of that, and he chose that side. In the days of Abraham, when we speak about greatness, they were not fighting about lots of 50 by 100 or 40 by 80. They were not going to know CHPA, fighting for a house lot of 1 million or 750,000. They were thinking about left and right. They were not squatting on some small piece of land and pulling current from the electric pole. No! They were talking about left and right. Oh, you look at some of us, the buildings we live in. It's barely space you have for yourself. That is not greatness. But the people that the Bible is encouraging us to follow are people who didn't have, they had more space. Hey, I tell you, you are going to be great. Yeah. No, as a child of God, you have to have space for yourself. I visited a place abroad, and I was with one of my daughters, and they had one bathroom in the house. So, you know, a few of us around, we have to take turns. Isn't it? And then so my daughter was telling me that, if it was back home, I wouldn't have to go through this. Back home, where she used to be, she had option. Either here or there. The left or right. I said, you see, it's not everything that glitters that is gold, though. So you should take note of these things. That even though the things are shiny and bright and all of that, there are other things that you may not get. So you have to look at really what is important. Do you want an extra toilet? Or you want hamburger? You have to look at it. So I want to look at Abraham and what really, some of the things that really made Abraham great. And we want to follow that. Are you with me? So Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says that God... Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." And the Bible says that, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great." You see, by the time you are ready to leave this earth, your name would have been a great name. That's what God does. Prince, we are going for 2020. If Trump can do it, Prince can also do it, isn't it? 2020. I don't know what is going to happen in 2020, but I support 2020. Yeah, it's, "I will make of thee a great nation," not a great person. Did you know that there is a nation in you? Did you know that you are a seed? Did you know that you have the ability and the power, when the blessings of God is upon you, to affect a nation or to develop a nation? Did you know that? When God makes you great, when God blesses you, it's not no pia 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 ghetto life kind of blessing. Oh, when God blesses you, He makes your name great. He makes a nation out of you. The whole of Israel came from Abraham. All the Jews that Adolf Hitler wanted to exterminate and take away from the face of the earth, all of them were Abraham's descendants.
Millions of people. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. So Abraham was taken by God, and he was made into Guyana. Even Guyana is small. But just a comparison. That God makes somebody great, but he takes the person, an individual, and then from him comes a whole country. That's the greatness of God. Now, if you become a whole country, what would you lack? When you say go, they go. When you say come, they come. You don't have any need. You'll be like Mugabe, 30-something years. To death. You're not going anywhere. Yeah, the Castro, these people. The world doesn't like them because they are not going for anybody to come. Yes, the seat is mine. Until I die, nobody can sit on this chair. Yeah, it's like, you see how Trump has come. People are not happy. I'm very happy that Trump has come. Yeah, because when people are not happy, I'm happy. I like that. Yes, what can you do? The guy has won the thing. Ah, what is your problem? They say there's a what? It's made history. The most unpopular candidate who has become president or something. That's some of the things God does. Yep. God takes the foolishness of this world, the things of this world, to confound the wise. I mean, people, Christians and pastors, believe so much that Trump is God sent. Me, I've not had anything like that. But I believe in some of these little things too. Because everybody's expecting somebody. I mean, Trump didn't say anything sensible during the campaign. Nothing. Even the presidential debates. All he was saying that you, Hillary, will put you in jail. That's what he was saying. I watch one of them. And I was so embarrassed because, you know, I support him. And I realized that when they ask him the question, he doesn't answer the question. Yeah, it's my, that mean, the whole thing was, but who is the president? The people that even his own party, Republicans, rejected. They had to all come and inaugurate him as the 45th president of the United States of America. Yeah? Whether you like or not. They were doing protests and all that. He's the president. He's going to be president for the next how many years? People were saying that if he had died before the inauguration, then Obama would have had the power to choose the next president, appoint the next president. People were even thinking of him dying before he gets inaugurated. You see, so this is what should make you know that God is inside this thing. Because you see, when God begins to move, the world will never understand. And that's an example. Because God's ways are never our ways. God's ways are never our ways. Yeah. They say this. They say he doesn't respect women. He has gone to be touching women, doing this. You are fired program. All of that. The guy has won the presidency. In fact, he won in states that Obama won in the previous times. Hey. Tell me if it's not a supernatural intervention. I don't know what else would have made Trump become a president. You ask yourself. You can analyze and say, oh, it's some base. But Charlie, it's the Lord who makes kings. I'm very happy about him. Even though he won't do anything for me, I'm okay. If he stands, he should say all the nice things that will stir up the place. Hey! Scholars and people, they are all bored. Because when God is moving, your knowledge and your wisdom is nothing. Bible says God has taken the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world is equal to the foolishness of God. God doesn't see anything with the things we say we are wise about. Yeah. He's a very fantastic guy, I tell you. The oldest president so far. Yeah. He's broken all the records. But you see, when God is with you, that is how your life becomes. You break all records. People see you, they say you can't do something, and then you are able to do it. That's the God we serve. Yeah, I mean, there's no other president for the longest while who has a lot of support from pastors in America than Trump. Yeah. One of the few who allowed people to lay their hands on him and to anoint him with oil. It's fantastical. No Muslim prayer was said. Yeah. I hear that when Obama was on, he had a Muslim prayer room in the White House. He has ordered that out. That there are mosques around. They should go to the mosques around for their thing. Not in the White House. These things, they don't talk about it because CNN is not interested in this thing. NBC is not interested in this kind of thing. But he said no out. Yeah. The most prayers prayed. Especially, I think, apart from what? Is it Truman or Eisenhower? One of them had also a few pastors. But he has had a lot of pastors praying. I mean, plenty during the inauguration. It's not normally done. I don't know what you say about it, but I think, and I agree with some of the pastors who are with him, that this is the hand of God. Because it confounds the wise. He doesn't say anything. He said he will build a wall and Mexico will pay for it. What do you mean by that? I mean, I'm in my country and you are telling me that you will build a wall and I will pay. Like you come and take the money from my pocket and pay. I mean, it doesn't sound right. But the guy has become the 45th president of one of the greatest countries in the world. I'm just saying this to show you that when God blesses you, people will not understand. People will now begin to find out, oh, you are this. Oh, you must be doing something secret. You got to be, that's how, because when they look at the whole scenario, they can't seem to pinpoint to a particular thing that you are doing that can make you who you are. That is going to be your story, like Abraham, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. In fact, one of the even things that has made Obama going down, people were not happy with him as he was leaving, was when he vetoed this thing against Israel. Did you follow that, Prince? Never in the history of America has any government vetoed anything against Israel. Because Americans respect Israel as God's country. And Israel, America is also run in a larger sense by Jews. So America doesn't play with Israel at all. America gives aid to many, many countries, including Guyana. The only country that received the most aid up till now is Israel. So Obama now vetoing a vote against the construction of houses in the, occupied settlement, it is history. No president in America has ever done that. So in other words, Obama is trying to fight God's people, Abraham's descendants. Obama is trying to fight them in his last days in office. I mean, it caused a whole lot. Netanyahu said it was bored with him. Israeli prime minister was bored with him. Trump said, don't worry, 20th January, I'm coming. Everything is going to be all right. The Israeli prime minister said, thank you, my friend President Trump. Yeah, no, Israel gets a lot of money from America. Anytime there's a problem about Israel at the UN, America abstains from the vote. They say, we know about that. From time immemorial. Only Obama, whilst he's just about to go, says no, they can't be building in the areas that they have taken from the Palestinians. No American president has done that before. You like Obama? I don't know about what you like about Obama. Because he's black? You are racial. Now, what are some of the things that really made Abraham great? If you can give me verse 1 and verse 2 together, I'll be a very happy man and I'll buy lemonade for you after church. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Hey, the Bible says, and now, are you, do you want lemonade or you don't want lemonade? I want to show something to the church. You see, so now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
Then, okay, you go to verse 2. If you are struggling, say, okay, give me verse 2.
You see, there's a colon. Is that what they call it? A colon? Double point? Which means that it follows, and an explanation follows the colon. So verse 2 says, and if you do what I am asking you to do, then. Are you following? That's one of the two scriptures so that we could have just read it together. He said that if you leave your country, if you leave your people, and you leave your father's house unto a land that I, not anybody, I will show you. He said, if you do that, and by doing that, I will make of thee a great nation. One of the things or the steps or the principles that will make us great people is our ability to follow God's instructions. You cannot be great if you don't follow God's instructions. Okay, you're trying to create something. If the verse 1 says, if you do what I'm telling you, then this is what is going to happen. So the first verse and the second verse is joined by the word and, which is what? Is it a conjunction we call it? It's a conjunction. So the one is not independent of the two. The one, when the one is done, then the two and even the three happens. Because the three is even more wilder. Are you listening to me? So you cannot be great. You see, when we say, oh, you'll be great. Amen. You'll be great. And then you are disobedient. It won't work. But if we say you'll be great, you receive it. Amen. You believe it. And you also put into place the principles, because it's principles also. God didn't tell Abraham, when I say you'll be great, you'll just be great. No. He said, you'll be great if you leave your people, if you leave your country, and if you leave your father's house. It was an instruction. We have come, or we have a generation of people who don't like to be instructed to do anything. When you tell them anything, they can't do it. They don't want to do it. They like to do their own thing. You will not be great if you are going to do things your own way. Yeah. You have to receive instructions. Yeah. I tell some of my helpers, I said, now I've given them reporting time to church. You see, anybody else can come. We start the morning service at 8 o'clock. People can come at 8, they come at 8:30, 8:45. Whatever, they can even decide to come at 5 minutes to 10. If that's what they want to come. But those who are helping, I said, you have a reporting time. You have a reporting time to come to the church. Now, what will happen is that the reporting time will help you when you grow up. Because there are many people who can't report to work at a particular time. I tell the guys who are here, I said, anytime I come, by the time I get here, you should be ready. Yeah, ready, dressed, and waiting for me at the gate. You think that it's me who wants to feel big or something. Me, I want to feel big. I can come here anytime I want to come here. I can open the gate. I can do everything for myself. I have two hands. I have two legs. I am just trying to instill some discipline in you that whilst you are growing up, you will become a better person, and it will make you great as a result of that. That's what it is. A person, who does not take instructions, even from God, is not in any way going to be anything. The twist to this is when you are a little old, that gets to your head. You think that, oh, I'm old. I'm too old to be here receiving instructions from anybody. That is a mistake. Because when it comes to God, nobody's old. There's no age before God. You see, even Mr. John is here, who clocked 70 the other day. A lady said he's a small boy. Yeah. There was an older lady who is 72 who told me that, oh, He's what? I bigger than he. He's my small brother in the church. Because you think that, 70 years old, wow, he's one of the oldest around. Hey, Charlie, he's a very special age. And all of them. The lady said, I is bigger than he, you know. I said, really? How old is you? He said, I is 72. I said, wow, it's truth. So when you think you are old, there's something that's older than you. And it's only pride that will make you think that you are old and you can't go through things. I was doing some marriage counseling the other day. A gentleman who has married before, divorced, and I found a nice lady in our church and I wanted to marry her. So I asked him to come for marriage counseling. And, he was saying, man, that's a big man. I'm married already. I married before. What is that pastor going to tell me? And all of that, you know. But you know, the lady said, let's go. At least you, if you are not dead, you always will. You learn things. So they came and started counseling. There's somebody, in his 50s and all of that. They came counseling. Then he began to enjoy it. And they'll come. So when we finished the counseling, then he said, Pastor, let me tell you something. I have learned some things that I've never learned in my life. I said in my head, Ochia, it's up to you. Because you can't know everything. Even the reason why you divorced before was because you didn't even know how to be married. Because God's original plan is that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So you have to live your life in a way that no man can put you asunder. There are issues in life. There are complications in marriage and all of that. But it is not God's will that, we go our separate ways. Hey, it's not easy to live with a woman and to live with a man. Some women are pepper. Are ginger in your eyes. I tell you. Nico. Yeah. So, women. Women, if you're a man here, you see, in the world, they say, fear woman, and you live long. I don't know whether it's true, but there's some truth in it. Is it when you see women and how nice and good looking they look, you should be careful. Yeah, but you see, because most of the time, their niceness, their beauty, their face, their body, their this, it does not correspond to how pepper they can pepper your eyes in the house. I tell you. You see a nice woman walking around saying, man, it's a beautiful girl. Hey. If that beautiful girl gets you, Tony, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah, even church girls also. They put pepper in your eyes. Yeah. You see, I was talking to a young lady who wants to get married, and she was talking to me about a gentleman who is, from the way I heard the story, it's like the guy is really in love with her. But she says she doesn't like him. She likes somebody else who is also not interested in her. It's like a merry-go-round. So then I was saying that, but you are looking for a husband. Somebody is crazy about you. Why don't you sit up and let your mind work correctly? And look at somebody who is so interested in you and wants to take you to heaven or whatever else he wants to do for you. Why will a woman not want a man who is so much in love with her? Why? Because he's not tall like you expect him to be tall. Because he doesn't have 6-pack. He has 20-pack. You don't want 20, you want 6. Or 1-pack. I mean, what are you looking for in life? Oh. I saw somebody I know on Facebook, and she had gone somewhere and she took a very nice picture of herself. Nice passport size picture on Facebook, smiling like that. When I looked at the picture, then I said, let me look at this girl properly. Then I realized that, number one,
a lot of powder on her face. Number two, the eye wig. There's eye wig. Number three, the hair is longer than I know where to have. Number four, the lipstick and all that. Then I realized that this picture that is on Facebook is not the real person. It's a cartoon character. So if you fall in love with this thing on Facebook, you have made a mistake. Because you are falling in love with a Hollywood movie star. That's how women are. Women are so forgive. They are so attractive that if you have to be a man of substance to look beyond what almost everybody will look at. Ladies, I hope you're not vexed with me. You give offering, right? You're going to give offering? All right. No, that's the truth. You look different. I mean, you really appeal to us. I mean, the way you show yourself, you carry yourself around, it's so attractive, it's so nice. Yeah, but then all those things are off. And then your realness comes up. Then we wonder, is that you or is not you? So following instructions is a step to becoming great. Becoming great. Following instructions. I don't know whether for many of us, and for some people it's the case, it may be a sensitive subject, but I just want to just go into it quickly before I close. For some people in this part of the world, because of some of the lingering effects of slave trade, they don't like people to give them instructions. Because it brings into people's mind how, so you know, the white man will control them and move them around. So it's like you're a slave driver or something. So people normally, black people, some most of them, so will reject instruction and a form of guidance. But that is God's way of making sure that you are safe. God is saying that if you want to be great, if you want me to bless you, then I want you to leave your country. Leave your father's house and leave and then go to the place that I will show you, which will come to that another time. You can't listen to instructions. You are not prepared to be great. Even when you go to school, you are instructed. If you are instructed in English, you are instructed in maths, you are instructed in science, you are instructed in geography. If you don't receive the instruction, come the exams, you see what will happen to you. Yeah. Where is your greatness going to be? At home, your mother will instruct you. Your parents will instruct you. If you rebel, if you don't want it, if you don't receive it, you are nowhere going to be near greatness. In the church, you'll be instructed also. It is the instructions and following these instructions that makes you a rounded person and puts you up and sets you up onto greatness. Don't make anybody tell you that greatness comes by just being prayed for. God didn't pray for Abraham. God didn't pray for Abraham. Say, Abraham, I pray for you now. Yeah, be great, Abraham. No. He said, and if you follow my instructions, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, that's how I close. They didn't give me enough time. They were singing and dancing and all that. He says, and I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse him that curses thee. When you see a blessed person, you better don't say anything bad about the person, because it will come back to you. Yeah. Many people are walking on the surface of the earth who have received curses in return, but they don't even know. Because you better don't, the Bible says, don't touch the Lord's anointed. You better don't care somebody that God has blessed. What are you trying to say? You are trying to change something that God has made, and therefore you are speaking bad words? No. The Bible says that those bad words will come back to you. That is the level of greatness. Your neighbor can abuse you. If they abuse you, the next morning, their fridge is going to get spoiled. GPA will come and disconnect them. They better watch when they are talking to you. Because if they say anything about you, next morning, court's coming to remove the chair set. That is your story in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be you. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank him. Thank him that instructions that come to you. Though sometimes we look at the person through whom the instruction is coming and we despise it. But no. Remember that instructions, do this, go here, do this, don't do that. That is what makes a person great. Thank God for all the instructions. And there are many more that are going to come. Blessed be your name, O God. Kebros keberenes. Riborobo shikataya barababa. Mandereme kabrasata barabalonos. Keboshika babanderebe. Thank you for your word, O God. Thank you for your instructions, oh God. We want to be instructed in the things of God so that we will be set up for the greatness that, Lord, you plan to put us in. May we not be children who will disobey and despise instructions. Kebro sata baraba kebrenderebe yababa. Lebro seteberebe kabarandoros. Lebre sataba kabarandereis. Libaraba kobro sotoborobobo. Blessed be your name, O God. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to break. Something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you look it into my heart. Oh, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. And it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth. How much you deserve. Oh, though I'm weak and poor, though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you have required. That's why you search much deeper. You search much deeper within. Through the way things are, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you.
Father this morning. Thank you for the instructions that even has come to us. We are not going to be disobedient concerning how greatness comes. We want to follow Abraham. We want to be great like Abraham. We want to be people who, when you bless, nobody can curse. We want to be people who can affect nations and tongues and races and tribes. Let that spirit of greatness be our portion. Thank you for instructing us this morning in your house. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you are here this morning. Before I close, finally, you are not saved. You are not born again. If you die right now, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Jesus told Nicodemus in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 3, that except a man be born again, all this greatness we're talking about, it is God who gives it. And if you are not God's child, if you are not in the kingdom of God, then the greatness that comes from God will not be your portion. Pastor, please, I don't want to go to hell when I die. I want my destination to change today. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, I want to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart, all my heart, every place, room, chamber, wherever, any space I have in my heart. I want to give it to God this morning. Pastor, my right hand is up. Pray with me. You are here like that. I want to pray with you. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. I see a hand at the back there. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come to the front. Sir, come. I want to pray for you. Put your hands together for the gentleman. Come, sir. I want to pray for you.
I'm coming back to the heart of way.
And it's all about you.
When it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made. When it's all about you. It's all about you.
God bless you.
Jesus.
Let's close your eyes with me and pray this prayer after me, sir. Church, let's join it together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my master and my savior. From this day forward, I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus. I will follow Jesus for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for writing my name in the book of life. And thank you that from today, I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.